It's 68 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We do expect rain tonight. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Students enrolled in Tennessee's pilot voucher program, the Education Savings Accounts, can soon opt out of taking the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, or TCAP. Lawmakers recently passed a measure that allows these students to take another nationally recognized test instead. State reports showed that ESA voucher recipients were underperforming compared to their public school peers. And opponents of the bill, like Representative Sam McKenzie of Knoxville, say it's an attempt to hide the fact that vouchers are not working as well as expected.
Experiments are great. You get your hypothesis, you say it's going to come out this way, and you perform the experiment. That's a good thing. That's the scientific way. Sometimes the measurement does not align with your hypothesis. Sometimes it's a failure.
McKenzie says the student performance tests are the best way to inform lawmakers on how well vouchers are working. Each ESA voucher is nearly $10,000 and helps families cover the costs of attending private school, and those are separate from the so-called universal voucher program. The debate over party buses is reigniting in Nashville. News station WKRN reports transportainment critics are coming to small licensing commission meetings. They're urging members to deny new sightseeing and party buses and pushing for a cap on licenses. City officials say they can't do that without state permission. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.